Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on iHeart Podcast Health. That's where you should get everyone of your medical health-related podcasts, podcasthealth.com, and of course, radiomd.com as well. And by the way, you can get all of the back issues at radiomd.com or at podcasthealth.com, or of course, at our own one sponsor site for longevity.com. Go to their website and sign up for the free longevity information newsletter. It talks about the latest science for longevity. And while we're at it, we should say that this is a record week on great stories in medicine. The first, longevity is the next disruptor segment. And before we do that, I should mention that our sponsors are forlongevity.com, which I told you about just now, and LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Relysium. The last in the anecdotal sphere shows that it is very effective at decreasing the symptoms of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and constipation, all of those when you up the dose or change the dose of GLP-1 drugs or when you first start them. One day before and the 3 days after, that's the way it is usually taken in the blogosphere. Now, let's get to 1279A. The A's are always the latest news of the week and what it means to you. I, of course, am your host, Dr. Mike Roizen. Our longevity, the next disruptor, first segment, the SGLT2 inhibitors are tied to a reduced risk for adverse kidney, cardiovascular, and hepatic outcomes. This parallels the GLP-1s that also have those similar benefits. Our iOmega story of the week, vitamin D supplementation, take 2,000 international units, staved off progression in people with specific genetics. That's about 50% of the people from prediabetes to type 2 diabetes. The second longevity is the next disruptor story is there's a new biologic marker for aging, your retina. Turns out your retina, that is your retinal age, gives away when you are likely to die. It talks about your real age or biologic age because it's affected by all of those things that we use to calculate actual age at forlongevity.com. It's a great biomarker if you want something other than the actual age test, which of course is free at forlongevity.com. Well Beyond Wellness segment, the psychedelic executive order. Trump signed an executive order to accelerate the review and research of psychedelic drug treatments, including Ibogaine, for mental health and addiction. We've got to be cautious here. Remember the thalidomide story. You need to make sure you have enough time to see side effects in enough people before you approve something. And that's what expedited review may obliterate. Roizen Rule for a Younger You, segment number one, the measles outbreak tracker. We now have the largest outbreak with 19 new outbreaks across the U.S. so far. The wellness foreplay, I have a number of stories of those, but the first one is about slow-wave sleep. How do you get slow-wave sleep? Well, slow-wave sleep is very important to controlling anxiety. Yeah, crazy, right? That something in sleep can control anxiety. But slow-wave sleep or deep sleep helps you control it. And of course, one of the keys is, in fact, doing exercise routinely. That's why we have it as a wellness foreplay. Wellness foreplay segment number two is on erectile dysfunction. It continues the research in the effectiveness of shockwave therapy, a potential alternative to pills, but I think not an appropriate if you will, alternative to pills, because the pills extend your life as well. The heart attack risk, well, I'm going to skip that one and go to exercise, the wellness foreplay story number 3. New research confirms that eccentric exercise, that is letting the weights down slowly, not only on the up motion, but on the down motion, let it down slowly, that radically is highly effective at building extra muscle strength, of course, with less effort. The Well Beyond Wellness story number 2, addressing allergies. The new advice suggests using a neti pot again, checking daily pollen counts, and making sure you're always in a HEPA-filtered environment, whether in your car, at your work, or in your home. The heart health, this is a very interesting one. This is wellness foreplay story number 3, I believe, and that is maybe number 4. For people with atrial fibrillation, exercise following the ablation reduces the risk of recurrence. In our Well Beyond Wellness story number 3, drug safety, there's a national recall for children's ibuprofen. Let's get into some of them, and I'm going to first start on the longevity is the next disruptor story and the vitamin D story, and then I want to get to the story on wellness foreplay and the erectile dysfunction with shockwave therapy story. So the use of sodium glucose transporter 2 inhibitors, that's what SGL2 stands for. Commonly, we think of it as Jardiance is one of them, but they decrease all-cause mortality in diabetics, even in non-diabetics, and they also decrease your risk for adverse kidney, cardiovascular, and hepatic outcomes, and that's very much like the GLP-1s. So that is our longevity is the next disruptor story, number 1. Our vitamin D story is, of course, the odd omega story of the week. That is, they gave vitamin D supplementation to pre-diabetics. And this was 2,098 diabetics, pre-diabetics, and those who carried 2 specific genes, which are common in about 15% of diabetics, and got 4,000 international units of vitamin D a day, D3 specifically, had a 19% reduction in developing type 2 diabetes over the 5-year period. The story that I think of as probably one of the most important is the biomarker study. Again, longevity is the next disruptor story too, which is the retina. It can be used, a picture of the retina, and an assessment was able to tell you what your retinal age was, and it correlated very much with your risk or your actual age and your risk of dying. The Well Beyond Wellness story about psychedelics, we already talked about that probably enough. And remember that the key on that is, in fact, that we need to make sure they wait long enough for side effects to develop to make sure that this is an appropriate treatment. By the way, many of the people treated with this that succeed have what we call an inflammatory depression, where anti-inflammatory drugs and exercise may be the best treatment. Now, the story that is also a, if you will, a wellness foreplay story is the erectile dysfunction story. And this is using shockwave therapy to decrease erectile dysfunction. They say it's an alternative to the pills. Well, let me tell you that sildenafil and tadalafil, the erectile dysfunction pills known as Viagra and I don't know what the other one, and Cialis, have a lot of benefit. In 509,000 people, both men and women, after matching, and women take it for pulmonary hypertension, they had a 3-year risk looking at all-cause mortality that was reduced 34%, stronger with tadalafil, stronger reduction, a stroke risk of 0.73, that is a 37% reduction, 27% reduction, venous thromboembolism risk of 21%, and a dementia risk 32% reduced compared to those not on one of the PDE5 inhibitors. Those are the inhibitors that are tadalafil or Viagra, and tadalafil is Cialis, and sildenafil, which is Viagra. So those drugs have more benefit than just letting you have a better erection and better sex life. They are much better for you. And so I don't agree with that this is a good alternative to the pills. It is if, of course, you're allergic or have other some side effects that preclude you taking those pills. This has been number 1279A, the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. And of course, what we came to is that our Well Beyond Wellness story of the week is that story about the psychedelics. Don't do fast executive orders when you're worried about side effects. Our wellness foreplay is that eccentric exercise, as well as is very important for building muscle, and the Viagra and Cialis-like drugs, and Cialis having a better result, decrease all-cause mortality. But if you don't want one of them, there is shockwave of therapy, which seems effective in about 63% of people. Our longevity is the next disruptor story. Get a picture of your retina, AI to analyze it. That'll tell you your risk of death and disability. And our Automega story, 4,000 international units of vitamin D3 decrease the development of type 2 diabetes from prediabetes by 19%. This again has been Dr. Mike Roizen. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast 1279A, brought to you by Life's First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Releasium, and of course by 4Youngevity.com. We'll be back next week with 1280A. In the meantime, we have great B segments. The Bs, of course, are wonderful guests, and our 1279B guest did a phenomenal job. You want to listen to that. Thanks again. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen.